Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary, talking like those Hollywood, California, what did they used to call those, where everything was spoken in a question mark at the end? I don't know.
Valley Girls.
Yeah, Todd knew. See, he knows everything.
I know. He knows those Valley Girls. I was calling them Valley Babes, but same thing. Anyway, I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, March 31st. I can't even talk like that when I'm trying. 2023. Anyway, welcome to the program. It's Friday, TGIF, and there's just a slew of things that are going on, Butch.
I know. And it's all insane. It's just all every direction at one time. It's like trying to herd chickens.
Well, yes. And so, since we got a lot to talk about, I think we better get started right away with the prices for gold and silver. Some pressure on gold today, down $10, $1,971. Silver was up 13 cents, though, $24.14. Platinum was up $4, $1,001. Palladium was up 11, $1,563. The USDX today was up 4.1 at 102.57. Crude oil was up $1.22. 75.59. Paper markets today, they rose big. Inflation went up, but just not as much as they expected it to. So, you know, cracks me up. 400 points, 32,273. S&P up 58, 4109. NASDAQ 208 up 12,221. I guess that means no more rate increases if inflation isn't as bad. European markets were all positive. Asian markets the same. 10-year yield dipped 3.47. And take it away, Butch.
Okay. Wow. Sound like you're having a hard time talking today.
A little bit.
Well, bless your heart. I'm sorry. That's no fun. It isn't any fun. And I remember I used to get laryngitis once in a while years ago. And I've been a preacher for 40 years. And I worked in sales for, golly, 45 years. And when a preacher in a salesman losing his voice, things happen that aren't good.
I bet Marcia likes it.
No, she did. But, you know, all these years, she never lost her voice one time.
No, you just don't hear it anyway.
Well, I try not to, but believe me, she gets my attention. She gets my attention. But I'm sorry you don't feel well, truly. And anyway, folks, it's good to have you.
You know what's funny? I feel fine. It's just aggravating, and it's hard to talk sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there myself. That's no fun. You're right. There's a lot of things happening today. I mean, oh, my gosh.
Let's start off with Mr. Trump.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start Mr. Trump. And I don't even want to talk about this, but you just about have to. It's everywhere. You've got to at least acknowledge it. Charges won't keep him from presidential race, but will make re-election bid much harder. You know, I want to say this question this. Maybe not. This might be a huge catalyst to people support him.
Absolutely.
I'm serious. If anyone can do it, he'll take this and play it to the hilt, man. Yes, he will.
So my
Absolutely
question
will.
Is, you know, so is he fueling it?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
I know people get upset with me, but I'm just asking questions. How can you find out the truth if you just don't even think the questions or ask the questions? If you just accept everything that's given to you, how can you ever find the truth? And even some of the questions that you might ask, well, maybe those questions, you know, it's like, no, you're wrong, and okay, that's good. I'm glad. But you still have to ask the questions. It's supposed to make you think. Instead of just being blindly led.
You have to wonder, and I know people don't want me to say this, and I don't like to say it either, but have they already chosen the next president anyway? So you have to wonder about that. You really, after what's happened in the last several elections, you have to wonder about that. But anyway, a Manhattan grand jury has voted to indict former President Donald Trump. The specific state felony charges, reports the New York Times, remain a mystery, but will be related to the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation of Trump for making hush money payments to a porn star just before the 2016 presidential election. I'm going to say this.
We don't even know if that's true.
No, we don't. And who do you take the word of, a prostitute or a womanizing president? Hey, that's the way it is. She's a prostitute. She sells her body for money. That's what a prostitute does.
Or a dirty district attorney.
Exactly. So who do you trust, folks? Who do you trust in this? It's almost like watching the sign-up movies? I can't remember what they call those. The Keystone Cops. I just barely remember that. Barely at all. The Keystone Cops. I mean, it's just all for show, and it's all mayhem. It's all confusion. Who do you trust here? Melody got it right. The crooked DA, a prostitute, or a womanizing president? Who do you trust? All right. I think it's a fair question. As Melody said, I ask a question, you think it over. It's the first time in U.S. history a former president has been indicted. At the same time, Trump is expected to continue his campaign for the presidency, seeking to regain the 2024 the position he lost in 2020, Joe Biden. What are the consequences of an indictment and potential trial for his campaign, and if his effort is successful, his future presidency? Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution sets forth very explicit qualifications for the presidency. The president must be 35 years of age, a U.S. resident for 14 years, and a natural-born citizen. In cases involving anomalous qualifications for members of Congress, the Supreme Court has held that such qualifications from a constitutional ceiling, prohibiting any additional qualifications to be imposed by any means. So there's no law that says he can't run from jail. He probably couldn't do any worse what's going on right now anyway. So anyway, man, I'm laughing about this. It's not even funny. I mean, gee, people, this is America today. I mean, it's America today. I don't know. I mean, this makes Bill Clinton look tame with Moncler whiskey. I mean, this is insane. But it's what we're facing, and we're putting our trust in the government that has all this madness going on, and thinking that we can trust them with our retirement funds, our savings, and the banks are run by the Federal Reserve. I know you say they're private banks. Well, that's so. The Federal Reserve is also a private organization. It's not federal, but these people are controlling your money, and you really think you can trust them to make wise decisions? She, not anything to add to that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I can't recall who it was, and I shared this with someone just a little bit ago, that you got to remember that they want violence. And the person, I can't remember who it was, and the person said, that's what they want from us. They want violence.
Yes, it is.
And that's the worst thing that we could do, is to have violence. I mean, even Lindsey Graham, he comes out and says, hey, Trump should punch a cop on his way to being booked in Manhattan. He should then do this. And no, we don't want to do that. We have to sit back and wait and be patient. But that's everybody is stirring up everyone.
Well, yeah.
And that's not good. Yeah, look, yeah. And look what they did in Tennessee.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know? But you don't hear anybody talking about that. You don't hear anybody having a January 6th committee down there in Tennessee. Oh, no, those are Democrats. Okay, that's different. What well, different is they had three politicians in there that was urging the people to do this. What is that? Why are they any different than Trump? Oh, you know, and they always say there's no president prior to Trump that's ever been, you know, indicted.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I'll guarantee you there was probably a lot of them that should have been.
And you know, you and I, neither one are pro-Trump, but we're saying the facts here. These why just him?
Exactly. And
why just him?
I even had a guy say, I don't like Trump. But guess what? I'm now a MAGA person. But it's true.
I understand
that. These people are doing. It's amazing. It's. And,
well,
you know, and Trump is not going to handle it the right way. But.
Well, he'll do his best to get the attention out of it. He'll get all the attention he can out of it. This guy is a ham, I guess you could say, for attention. But these articles I was going to cover right now. Yeah, well, that's true. That's very true. The next two articles I was going to cover later in the program, but I'm going to do it now because you brought up the desire for violence. Well, yes. Arizona press secretary resigns amid outrage after calling for violence against transphobes. I guess that's us, transphobes. As Paul Joseph Watson of Summit News detailed earlier, there was a widespread outrage after Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs' press secretary responded to the school shooting in Nashville by posting a tweet that appeared to advocate violence against transphobes. A transgender-identified individual killed three children and the three adults after a rampage at the Covenant School, a private Christian school for students aged 3 to 11, on Monday. Hobbs spokeswoman Jocelyn Berry responded to the carnage by posting an image from the 1980 movie Gloria showing a woman brandishing two handguns. The image was captioned with the text, "Us when we see transphobes." Okay. Now, Trans Day of Vengeance canceled due to credible threat to life and safety. Yes, people, they want us to go to civil war. Less than a day after vying to go ahead with a rally in Washington, D.C., advocating for transgender rights, a group organization that had been planning the event has canceled the Trans Day of Vengeance. Now, notice the wording of that. Trans Day of Vengeance. After a credible threat to life and safety, the Trans Radical Activist Network, TRAN, the Trans Radical Active Network, a collection of transgender activist groups, had previously noted that it had received threats, which it was reporting to the police. The collective suggested that it had become the target to blame for the school shooting on Monday in Nashville, Tennessee. They want to cause chaos. Many years ago, the phrase was coined. I know you remember it. out of chaos, the New World Order, I guess, wording, out of chaos control, whatever it was, out of chaos order, they bring forth, they want chaos, so they bring forth order with a new plan of a New World Order manifest, I guess, to get everybody in line with what they want to happen. So they want a financial collapse. They want civil unrest. They want chaos. And it's not just here. It's happening in France, Israel, everywhere else. But they want that to bring in what they want to do in the way of control. And you and I both know that. So
And they want it because it covers up their crimes.
There you go. They can get by with a lot of things, Melody. When people are scared and desperate, they'll tolerate about anything government wants to do. Like, hey, you got to get a shot, go wear a mask. Got to stay 6 feet away. Got to close down the business. I mean, look what we tolerate with that over a virus, a supposed virus. Look what it did to the country. Look what it did to the world. What if our society explodes in a civil war? Then what will happen? People take this serious. This, we laugh and giggle sometimes, but this is a very serious matter. More serious than I know how to put in words.
Pray for peace.
Pray for peace and ensue peace, as Christ said. And the Bible says to live peace with all men as much as lieth within you. I don't say you should say that somebody's attacking you, your family, you don't do nothing. Don't. I don't say that. I don't believe that at all. I do carry a gun, and I will use it if necessary in certain times. But I don't want trouble. I want peace. I really do enjoy trying to show people I care for them, even though I don't even know who they are necessarily.
Well, I mean, this is like, you know, when you're in high school and you have somebody egging you on for a fight.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And I was always taught, you know, it's the better man that walks away.
Well,
I'm not a man, so.
Well, and you're right, unless the other person starts pursuing you and beating on you.
Right.
Then it's a whole different ballgame. So, and in that sense, they can get what they want out of it. Gee.
But, I mean, they are. Ooh. They are. And, you know, I even saw they had, it was on Fox last night, they actually brought out Glenn Beck. When was the last time anybody even had bothered with Glenn Beck? And,
yeah.
You know, he's gone through a lot of changes, and they hammered on him only because he was right about so many things. And, you know, he was actually talking about, you know, we will be in a war by 2025. We will have our currency collapse by 20. I don't think it'll be 2025. I think it'll be before Biden is out of election.
I think you're
out
probably
of
right.
Office. And, I mean, I guess it depends on who they plan on putting in there. They might have, like you said, if they have their president chosen already, maybe they'd rather have him be in charge when things go down. That's the only reason I would see why it would go to 2025. So,
well,
they need
way,
Biden.
It is absolutely insane what's happening. And I will cover very quickly a story here by Ford before we go to break. Ford's Blue Oval City aims to open in 2025, produce 500,000 next-gen electric trucks a year. 500,000 a year. Ford's getting close to unveiling its next-generation electric pickup plan at the Blue Oval City Mega Campus in West Tennessee. An update from the company this week said that the new plant, which is designed to be radically efficient and carbon neutral, is taking shape and preparing to build Ford's next-gen electric truck called Project TJ in 2025. The Project TJ is being called by the company a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to revolutionize America's truck, as Ford, along with other legacy auto manufacturers, continue to shift their business models from an ICE base to an EV base. Slated to start production in 2025, the plant will be capable of producing 500,000 EV trucks a year at full production, and most notably, the next generation Ford electric truck. Here's it goes on to talk about what goes on there. So, I don't even want to think electric cars will catch on and happen, but they are pushing real hard. Whether they do or not, they sure are trying awful hard. I don't want one, unless they greatly improve them in some way. I don't want one at all, and I'll not have one. But apparently Ford thinks it's going to go, Melody. 500,000 trucks a year is a lot of trucks, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know what's interesting? I saw a brief headline, couldn't find anything more on it, where Elon Musk, everybody thinks he's a hero of some sort because he took over Twitter and, you know, thinks everybody thinks he's, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, he was talking about how bad AI is, but yet his company is the one that's leading the charge on it.
Yes, that's true.
And also, he's asking China to be partners with the China company to build batteries here in the United States. I guess that's okay because we overlook everything that Elon Musk does because he's some kind of superhero or something. It just makes me sick. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Butch, you emailed me about gold money or something
like that.
Gold bucks.
Yes.
And, you know, folks, I understand there's a lot of folks out there that their budgets aren't as strong as, you know, other people, and I understand that. But sometimes there's just gimmicks out there. They're novelties and gimmicks. And it's if you're going to do it for a gift or just for something fun or something, that's one thing. But don't think that you're getting something for future protection of your loss of purchasing power. If you go to sell it, who's going to want it? Who's going to want it? I wouldn't.
True.
Somebody gave, I got this. Well, how much gold was in there, Butch?
I think it said 1/1,000th of an ounce.
Like, who would want it? What are you going to do with it?
It's saying carry me billfold like regular money. They are foldable, I guess, like regular money. Easy to carry, don't weigh much. But
what are you going
to
do with it?
That whole point is, you're right, it's a novelty. And once they go bust, you'll have a bunch of paper with 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold on it.
What are you going to do with it? Is it in the material? Is it embedded? Is it? Who knows? And, you know, people get upset with me for saying this, too. Remember the Iraqi dinar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's still waiting. Still waiting.
They truly are. That's been how many years now?
Yeah. I could probably list 100 right now. And it's just, folks, whatever you paid for that, I don't know what you paid for that. But you probably could have gotten some Silver Eagles or something. Something much more valuable. Butch, I'm getting ready to sneeze. I'm getting ready to sneeze.
Okay. Right ahead. Okay. Folks, the next two news headlines I want to share are something that please consider because it's very serious. Very serious. Melanie and I together, since I've been through the program, and even before that, on my broadcast and others with Bob Chapman and others, talk about the dollar losing its worldwide domination and what's going to happen. China and Brazil strike deal to ditch the U.S. dollar. Now, folks, China is a huge trading, second to the U.S. in trading and manufacturing and whatever. Brazil is the largest trading the country in South America. In a time when de-dollarization news are dropping fast and furious, and even Elon Musk is now jumping on the bandwagon, combined with excess government spending, which forces other countries to absorb a significant part of our inflation, which we first defined a decade ago, not a day goes by without some modest or not-so-modest shift toward a world in which the U.S. currency, fully weaponized after February 2022, for the entire world to see and fear, is no longer the world's reserve, and today was no exception. According to the Brazilian government, China and Brazil have reached a deal to trade in their own currencies, ditching the dollar as an intermediary entirely. The deal, Beijing's latest salvo against the almighty greenback, will enable China, the top rival to U.S. economic hegemony, and Brazil, the biggest economy in Latin America, to conduct their massive trade with amounts of up to $150 billion per year and financial transactions directly, engaging in yuan, forint, and vice versa instead of going through the U.S. dollar. In doing so, China extends its bilateral USD exempting currency arrangements beyond countries such as Russia, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia to now include the Latin American exporting powerhouse. Folks, this is a serious move. And I will tell you what, I'm going to read another one here in a minute from a former Treasury Secretary official, who says this is beyond serious. If the dollar loses its ability to be a world currency, you're going to have nothing in your accounts. Nothing. Nothing. And it's so hard sometimes people understand that you're carrying around a dollar bill, a $10 bill, $20 bill, or a $100 bill. They're all the same size, all the same worth as far as material goes and manufacturing. They all cost the same, and they're all worth nothing. They're backed by nothing. We use them just like you would seashells. In some islands, I know this be a fact, some island tribes used to use seashells for transactions. What, that they were just as valuable, maybe more valuable than dollars are today. We have paper in our pocket, and it says right on, it's a note, it's an instrument of debt, but we trade them around. I do, you do, we all do, because it's accepted in society. But we have no money, do we? I guess she's still there. She must have gonna sneeze a little further away
from the
microphone.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay. But we have nothing in our pocket but paper. And it's hard to get people to understand that. So if the dollar is no longer accepted by the world, it'll collapse here also. And former Treasury official warns a complete economic implosion if U.S. dollar loses global reserve currency status. Monica Crawley, former Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs for the U.S. Department of Treasury, explained on Fox News Saturday what would happen if emerging economies move away from the U.S. dollar towards the Chinese yuan and the USD is no longer the world's dominant currency. She stressed, "It's really hard to overstate exactly how catastrophic the abandonment of the U.S. dollar would be as the world's global reserve currency." Crawley explained that since the end of World War II, the dollar has been considered a safe haven. Initially, it was backed by gold. But after President Nixon took the U.S. off the gold standard, there has been no hard asset backing the dollar for at least 50 years. Instead, it has been backed by the strength and economic power of the U.S., she said. Now, I'll make this comment along those lines. In 1971, the year that I got hitched, Nixon took the gold from behind the dollar. Now, I didn't understand all that. I didn't at all. Because I was 23 years old, just got married, and this guy in the military, but I didn't know much about that. But I do know that since 1971, the dollar has lost 85% of its value. I know that. Let that sink in, folks. The former Treasury official added another important factor is the fact that oil has always been traded in dollars. Warning, if that were to end, that would mean the end of the U.S. dollar. Emphasizing that the U.S. dollar having the world's reserve currency status has been a real privilege, she expressed. We've abused that privilege by wholly reckless monetary and fiscal policy for so many years, certainly over the past couple of years, which has really devalued the dollar. And boy, that's putting it lightly. But it really has. So there's two dire warnings. One, a fact with Brazil and China that's happened. And now a former Secretary of Treasury official, Mike Crawley, says if we lose the dollar as the world currency, it's going to be catastrophic. And I totally, totally agree, Melody. I really do. It's hard to imagine what it'd be like when you get to the point you go to the store with a $20 bill and can't buy a loaf of bread. And it's coming. We know it's coming. I used to go to the store when I first got married, Melody, and an easy $10 a week, I could feed Marsha and I both. Easy $10 a week. I could feed both of us. Hamburger was 10 cents a pound. 12 loaves of bread for a dollar. Gallon milk was like 40-some cents. Gallon gas was 20-some cents. I could get by on 10 bucks a week for groceries. Easy to get by with that. How much you get today for $10, Melody, to feed two people?
Not much, that's for sure. But you know what? I saw another interesting article today, and again, this is one of the reasons. It just adds to our – it just adds pressure, more pressure to have our currency be removed as the world reserve currency. Here you have China rolling over a $2 billion loan to Pakistan. They're everywhere.
Yes, they are.
They're everywhere helping.
Bob Chapman told us that years ago. Watch out for China. Remember that?
They're in there helping all of these countries.
Yes.
They're trying to help them. It gives them relief during the South Asian nation's acute balance of payment crisis. Their inflation, Pakistan's inflation, is running about 30%. It's above 30%, and it's not going anywhere else. So, you know, through demand management policies, the government is trying to limit the current account deficit, which will not transfer further pressure on dwindling reserves. My point is China's in there, and all these nations, all these third world nations, buying them up. And who do you think, whose side do you think they're going to be on? We've destroyed many of them.
Yes, we have. That's sad, but it's true.
All in the cause for democracy, which when we do what we do to these countries, it's the furthest thing from democracy. So anyway, but just another sign that what you're talking about, Butch, about our dollar, no longer the reserve currency, is... this is what it has a multiple effect on various areas and so forth. So these are all more impacts on making what you're talking about come true.
Well, we talked about this for years, and people thought we were just off a rocker because this is never going to happen to the U.S. dollar. And it didn't happen overnight, but we never said it would. We just said it's going to happen. Well, here we sit, folks. With the dollar hanging out, so to speak, it's about ready to go, and I don't want to say about it. It is. And another staple in this country for many years, and we've all, how many of us don't know what a Kroger grocery store is? As a little boy, I remember my mom and dad going to Kroger store. I remember just a little fellow. I remember they used to take coffee beans and grind them while they ground their own coffee. You remember that by any chance?
I remember green stamps, too.
Oh, yeah. My brother got a .22 rifle. My mom got with the green stamps. Little single shot rifle. We still got it. But they ground their own coffee. I remember it was just a little boy. I smelled so good. It smelled like coffee grinding. It did. In Kroger store. Well, Kroger hit by a flood of store closures as a nightmare scenario for retail bankruptcies begins. I repeat that. Kroger hit by a flood of store closures as a nightmarish scenario for retail bankruptcies begins. And COVID-19 kicked this off big time, folks. Now, one of the most famous grocery chains in the U.S. is getting hit by a massive wave of store closings as a nightmare scenario for retail bankruptcy starts to unfold. Earlier this month, a spokesperson confirmed that Kroger is shutting in multiple stores, and by early 2024, over 400 locations could go dark permanently. Over 400 locations. Thousands of jobs will be sliced, and many communities may lose their main grocer. And the worst part is that Kroger will not be the only one. The news came as a surprise to many, given that Kroger has been a staple in the grocery industry for decades. As part of a recent real estate portfolio review, we expect to close 11 stores in April. Theresa Dickerson, a Kroger spokesperson, said in the March 2nd press release, "The closing stores, on average, are approximately 30% larger than our current prototype and are underperforming financially. But according to the source, these initial closings will pale in comparison to what's coming in the months ahead. The compounding effects of lower demand and the rise of online grocery shopping and delivery services are hurting traditional brick-and-mortar retailers. The looming closures are also part of a larger restructuring plan for the struggling company." That is scary. That has been a mainstay in America longer than I've been alive. And that's a long time, three-quarter century almost. But that is scary. And we're watching this. And it's going to lead to more control. The less choices we have to shop from, the more control the few that left have. That could be called a monopoly, I guess you could say. And we're going to see Kroger stores closing at least 400 in 2024. By 2024. Wow. Melody, any comments on that?
No. Good story.
It breaks my heart. Yeah. And not to mention the thousands of jobs. And maybe they're not the best paying jobs in the world, but I know people who retired from Foodland and Kroger's and places, and they worked there all their lives. Meat killers, they didn't get rich, but made a living, and they retired from it. What's going to happen to all their retirements? This is all fair. Folks, these are fair questions. 26 Burger King locations closing in Michigan. 400 workers be laid off. That's, oh, wow. No, 400 workers, not nothing. It is to those that work here. A Texas-based franchise owner of more than two dozen Burger King locations in Metro Detroit is permanently ceasing operation in Michigan, with most of the restaurant closings in Detroit. The move is resulting in more than 400 job losses, including general managers, shift managers, and team members. EYM King of Michigan, based in Irving, Texas, the franchise that owns the restaurants, informed the Michigan Department of Labor that an economic opportunity March 22nd of the layoffs. The closings are due to unforeseen business circumstances and failure to reach an agreement with Burger King Corporation. In a letter, EYM King of Michigan stated that all the company's 26 locations will close starting March 17th, and being completed by April 15th. Well, there you go. It is what it is. It's happening. We're talking about it. It's happening as we speak. And everybody says the job number is down to 3 point something, Melody, the jobless rate, 3 point something, 4 point something, lowest been in decades. Maybe it is. But what kind of work are these people doing? What kind of jobs are you picking up to take them off the unemployment rolls?
Well, the real employment rate is higher, and we know
that. Of course
it
is. Of course it is.
But they use the one to where they can, you know, lie.
Oh, they would lie to us?
Well,
wow. No. Gee.
I'm sorry to break that news to you.
It just broke my heart, and it surprised me.
I know. Hey, I just want to, since we're getting ready to go into a break here, there was a catastrophic tornado that moved through Little Rock. So I don't know if we have listeners in and around that area. If you're listening, be safe down there. And yes. So this tornado is producing strong winds. It went through central Arkansas today. And so we don't know all the outcomes. Hopefully there wasn't too much damage, but it says a catastrophic tornado. So be safe.
Wow.
It's that time of the year, and they do seem to be a little bit stronger. And it all hits at once. It always hits at once. So,
the house has been hammered.
Yep. We'll be back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. What do you have next for us, Butch?
Well, we're talking during the break about the chaos worldwide. I'm not going to get into the article, but Israel has had the largest protest in its history.
Yeah,
And Netanyahu said that they're on the verge of civil war. So he's back down.
Why'd they bring Netanyahu back for?
That's true.
You know, he's the instigator of it. He wants it.
But they're on the verge of civil war. So, folks, this is not exclusively our problem. But I live here. I really hate it for other countries. I truly do. It breaks my heart to think about a child going hungry or a family living in the streets because their house just got bombed or whatever the reason. It breaks my heart. I don't even like to see animals suffer, much less people. But I can't control the whole world. I can't even control most of what's going on around me, but I try. My job is to try to explain to people this is happening. Prepare yourself. That's all I can do. Prepare yourself spiritually first. Make sure you're walking in and with Christ and not in this world. Then prepare yourself mentally for what's going to happen. Steel your mind. It's coming. It's coming. And prepare physically as best you can to take care of yourself, your family, maybe some friends if you have to, if you can. I know money's tight. I'm not a millionaire. I am not even a thousandaire, really. But anyway, I know things are tight. But do what you can do. Then if you trust in Christ, put everything else in Christ's hand, because he's ultimately going to answer. We're going to answer him anyway. But prepare yourself as best you can, and do call Melody and see what you can do in the way of some precious metals. It's a way of putting something back that you can have in your hand that's tangible and always valuable, always worth something. France braces for violence, a new wave of pension protests. Protests and strikes against unpopular pension reforms kicked off again Tuesday across France, with police security ramped up against feared violence and government warnings that the radical demonstrators intend to destroy, to injure, and to kill. Fears that violence could mar the demonstrations prompted what Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin described as an unprecedented deployment of 13,000 officers, nearly half of them concentrated in the French capital. Protests got underway peacefully Tuesday morning, with large crowds in multiple cities. In Paris, striking railway workers with burning flares and flags invaded and blocked train tracks serving one of the capital's main stations. Police were braced for violence later than the day. The Interior Minister said more than 1,000. Now listen, folks, this happened on January 6th. It's happened many times in this country and now around the world. The Interior Minister said more than 1,000 radical troublemakers, some from overseas, could latch on to marches planned in Paris and elsewhere. These are called instigators, infiltrators. The January 6th started out peacefully. If you listen to my broadcast, I had a gentleman on who was there personally on the steps with the cops. And everybody was singing hymns and praying until about 10 busloads, or I saw in that area, 8 or 10 busloads pulled up, white buses, with BLM and Antifa come in and started the violence. Now, this is a fact. It's a fact. Mr. Jeremy Walton, who was there with me, told the story. He was there right on the front line, so to speak. But let's move on. They come to destroy, to injure, and to kill police officers and guardians. The goals have nothing to do with the pension reform. The goals are to destabilize our public institutions and bring blood and fire down on France, the minister said Monday, in detailing the policing measures. Yes, folks, that's exactly what's happening, even in America. Why would a press secretary from Arizona say, shoot down transphobe show them two guns in your hand? What, don't you know they're trying to instigate us to war? This is not happening by chance. This is a planned scenario to bring down the nations so that the elite, if you want to call them that, the New World Order, we heard the President Bush talk about, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, could bring forth the plans to bring in global governance. Digital currencies, global governance, one world government. All this has been playing, talked about, and they're gaining ground on every day, aren't they, Melody?
Yes, they are.
Oh, you got me riled up today. You did. But this is so obvious, so right in your face what they're doing, so completely controlled by the Klaus Schwabs and the George Soros of the world. They tell you what you're going to do before they do it. Klaus Schwab said by 2030, 6 years from now, you're going to own nothing and be happy. How are they going to do it? Well, they're doing it right now. If you have no dollars left, you have nothing to bargain with, you have nothing to live on, you'll give everything you had to somebody just so they give you a loaf of bread. Melody, is that a fair assumption that could happen?
I think it is.
Yeah, it's amazing. Following China, people pay attention to this. Revelation 13, you read it for yourself. They talk about the mark of the beast, and time will come with trade. We can't trade without the mark of the beast and the number of a man, which is, just have to look it up, okay? Following China, J.P. Morgan Chase wants people to pay for goods with face scans. That's already started. This isn't anything really new. It's already started. J.P. Morgan Chase announced plans to pilot a new program, a new payment technology, that will allow customers to pay with their palm or face instead of a traditional credit card or debit card. Now, let me repeat that. They'll pay with their palm or face instead of a traditional credit card or debit card. They didn't say cash. You notice they left out the word cash? They didn't give that as an option here, Melody. They said you pay for a palm or face scan or credit card or debit card. They didn't mention the word cash. I wonder why, Melody.
Let me guess, Butch.
Hmm. Might be a toughie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is right in your face. Melody, you've known me a long time now. You know, I'm just a hillbilly from West Virginia. I'm not that intelligent. I'm just a plain old feller and lives out in the woods. And I'm the holler by herself, me and the wife and a dog and a couple head of cattle. That's what this is. That's who I am. But I can read this, and I see what they don't put in or do put in to make the point. Following similar technological information in China, if the pilot program goes well, the bank intends to roll out the service to its border base of U.S. merchant clients and usher in a new wave of biometric payments that privacy enthusiasts have been concerned about. The rise of biometric technology, which uses unique body measurements to authenticate a person's identity, is being pushed by corporations to make this the default payment method across the world. The new payment process works by enrolling a customer's palm or face through an in-store process. At checkout, the customer scans their face or palm to complete the transaction. According to Bloomberg, Jean-Marc Thinpoint, head of the omnichannel solutions for J.P. Morgan's payment business, believes that the evolution of consumer technology has created new expectations for shoppers. Merchants need to be ready to adapt to these new expectations. Melody, that's almost scary. It is scary. Are you seeing anything here in the way of maybe technology to really totally control people even more and make sure and decide who gets to eat and who doesn't? Can you see that?
Well, sure. That's why all these tech guys are coming out and saying, "Oh, AI is bad. We need to slow it down." And blah 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 blah. And just don't kid yourself for a moment. You know, it's if there's a dollar to be made, they're going to make it. They're not going to slow anything down.
No. It's good cop, bad cop scenario. Up to 80% of workers could see jobs impacted by AI. The chatbots are coming for your job. A new research paper claims that a staggering amount of employees could see their careers impacted by the rise of ChatGPT, a shockingly intelligent chatbot released in November. Researchers from OpenAI and the University of Pennsylvania argued in a new research paper that 80% of the U.S. workforce could have at least 10% of the workforce tasks affected by the introduction of ChatGPT. They also found that about 19% of workers may find at least 50% of their duties impacted by GPT. Or general-purpose technologies. Researchers also found that higher-income jobs will likely have greater exposure to GPT, but they will span across almost all industries. Gee. I want to get one more story if I can before we go to a quick good news story. Putin calling up extra 147,000 men from tomorrow as battlefield slaughters intensifies. Whether this is all true or not, I don't know. They're throwing gasoline on the fire. Vladimir Putin has been losing troops since he first demanded his men set foot into the Ukraine, and he now appears to be panicking by calling up another 147,000 soldiers. Russia's despotic war-mad president, Vladimir Putin, has signed a decree calling up another 147,000 more troops to his depleted army, and it starts taking place from tomorrow, April 1st. In the more than 1 year since Putin first demanded his troops to set foot in Ukraine, he has lost around 694,000 soldiers. Roughly 520,000 of those are men injured so badly that they are unable to return to the front line, while Russia has seen more than 173,000 troops killed in action. And according to Ukraine Special Forces, Putin has burned through 77.2% of the 900,000 soldiers he originally had at his disposal. But now he's panicking that's called up another 147,000 men aged between 18 and 27. Well, we'll see. Is he panicking doing that? I really don't know. But if this is all true, then if they can't win with conventional means, but they decide they're going to win, what's the next option, Melody? Could be nuclear?
Could be. You don't know what's propaganda anymore.
No, you don't.
You really
no,
don't?
No, you don't.
I know what you want to believe sometimes, but then again, you got to ask questions. You got to ask yourself those questions.
You just don't know. I'm going to skim through a couple through very quickly here. One more. Humans will achieve immortality in 8 years, says former Google engineer who has predicted the future with 86% accuracy. Ray Kurzweil recently predicted humans will reach immortality in 8 years. A former Google engineer has made a stark realization that humans will achieve immortality in 8 years, and 86% of his 147 predictions have been correct. I'm going to get time to fill all this, but they're going to come up with these tiny robots, he said, will repair damaged cells and tissues that deteriorate as the body ages and make us immune to diseases like cancer. Predictions that such a feat is achievable by 2030 have been met with excitement and skepticism, and curing all dead diseases seems far out of reach. Well, I don't know how far it's going to go. I don't know. Peace. We'll see. Time will tell. Now, for a bit of good news. A man finds an engagement ring on the beach and returns it to its owner. Combing the beach with a metal detector can be fun and sometimes even lucrative, a lucrative hobby. For one man, it becomes a beautiful life mission. Joseph Cook was doing his usual route along a Florida beach when he came across a platinum and diamond engagement ring. He immediately knew it was something special and took it to the jeweler for an appraisal. Now, let's listen to this. But while it was potentially worth $40,000, can you imagine a ring worth that kind of money? Worth $40,000 to him, he knew it was a priceless to the person who lost it. So he posted about it on the social media, asking for leads on the owner. Several weeks later, he heard from a woman who confirmed the ring was hers. She just said, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe it." And then she just started crying, he remembers. It felt really good. This isn't Cook's first good deed. He's returned over $60,000 worth of items to their owners in 2022 alone. Ain't that something? He could have kept it and got $40,000 out of it and decided to return to the owner.
How do you know it was hers?
I guess she just claimed it and identified it, I suppose. And they didn't get any details on that. But to even try to get back $40,000, that's a big temptation for anybody. Bless his heart. He did what was right.
How can you lose a $40,000 ring on the beach is my question.
Well, who knows? I don't know, Melody. People. I have no idea. And between what happened between here and now, Monday, we got 2 days between on the weekend. Melody, anything can happen the next 2 days. So, folks, keep your head down, your powder dry, so to speak. And prepare yourself, because this may not be very good in the very near future. And I mean that seriously. Melody, go ahead.
Oh, so you're going to give me the last 30 seconds.
I is. All yours.
1-800-375-4188. Give us a call. And, we didn't even get to, we didn't touch on a tenth of the news that's important out there.
No, we didn't.
There's so much going on. So make sure you join us. Make sure you join us on Monday. And we'll be back then. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet.